This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Our Vital Signs series presents information to help you make good decisions about your health. Denton County wanted to improve its role in that process, so it assessed local needs and came up with a 3-year plan. It identified 5 areas of concern: behavioral health, chronic disease, education and prevention, and exercise, weight, and nutrition. The head of Denton County Public Health, Dr. Matt Richardson, told me the other concern was access to health care.
Accessing primary care, accessing specialty care, accessing preventive care, that's an ongoing challenge. We need to co-opt other people and other organizations to help us out. And that may mean sonograms for low-income mothers. That may mean accessing navigation programs to get people enrolled in the affordable care products. That could mean a whole host of things that other organizations could champion. We're not prescriptive in that. We are wanting to prescribe an area of concern for people to focus and prioritize.
I assume, though, if you came up with a community improvement plan, that implies, though, that for whatever reason, healthcare in Denton was lacking somehow?
There's some great healthcare service happening for residents of Denton County. But again, the coordination is a bit lacking, so I think it can be scattered. And we think that with some momentum on a focused approach where we are prioritizing these health concerns, maybe we can move the needle. One of the most difficult things to do in public health is to move the needle on a health trend or a health concern.
Why is it so difficult?
Denton County is almost 900,000 people. Moving a health trend or a metric for a cohort of individuals that size is statistically really difficult. And so what we think is we need to have a focused approach and get as many people involved on these things. Like, let's make sure that I can access the existing resources. Let's don't go build new places, new things. Let's try to maximize the utilization of what exists.
One area of concern that came up in the plan had to do with vaccinations. Denton County has the highest percent of students with conscientious immunization objections in the DFW Metroplex, and 10th highest in the state. Why has this happened?
That's a difficult question, and one that frustrates us in local public health. And it's difficult because there are, in today's media options, social media being maybe the worst offender, an opinion now takes precedent over data and over professional and scientific demonstration. So we've got to combat that. And in Denton County, we're well educated as a county. One of the highest per capita income in Texas as a county. But one of our problems is that some of our parents are making decisions that could negatively impact their children throughout the course of their lives when it comes to refusing to vaccinate.
You mentioned social media. Are there other forces, developments, trends at work that contribute to that high rate of conscientious objections?
It's hard to put a finger on exactly what is driving it. It does seem that a point counterpoint on social media and maybe in the general media, that there is a journalistic force at play where there is an urge to highlight the other side of the argument. And we would say, because we're scientists, there is no other side, that the science and the data speaks for itself.
Denton County began implementing this plan a year ago. How's it working so far?
We've addressed some behavioral and mental health concerns. Back to immunizations, we are partnering with Cook Children's and the Watch Coalition to advertise and market those services and try to educate parents in the pediatrician's office about that. We are screening people for income that come and want primary care and tell them if they are potentially eligible for some nutrition assistance, if they're eligible for WIC services, Medicaid. We're now trying to integrate existing programs and not create something new, but try to maximize what's already in our community. We're making strides at that.
So your measure for success then would be what?
How many individuals have we referred for those services? An outcome metric in our improvement plan would be, did that access to prevention change a chronic health condition percentage or rate in our community. Diabetes, if we get you to your primary care provider and we make sure that you have the education and the medications needed to manage your blood sugar, does that then mean that your diabetes is controlled? Does that mean that we reduce diabetic admissions to hospitals? Those are the outcomes. The initial activity metric would be, did we refer you? The outcome would be, boy, were you healthier? Was your diabetes controlled? And we want to see that.
Dr. Matt Richardson, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.